Hare Krishna. I'm in Eger right now, and it's the 4th of May. This is a very famous historic town in Hungary. It was a place where about 500 years ago, 250 Hungarians in the fort, were just at the base of the fort, held off for many months 100,000 Turks who were invading. And it's called Eger, and it's the most tourist visited place aside from Budapest. We're in the square where at the conclusion of the siege, when the fort was going to already fall apart, then the soldiers, after the women committed suicide, the soldiers that were left, they came out in front of the fort to fight with the invading forces, and they fought at this place. And right now we have a festival set up here. We have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times 2, that's 12. We have 12 smaller tents. They're about, I don't know, 20 feet by 20 feet. And then a huge big stage. And you may hear in the background, Shamlal is singing over there. It's really wonderful, considering the fact that this is a relatively small town. And it's just swarming with youth. They really love us here in Eger. We're extremely well known. We've been here for 15 years. We have a very nice temple. And as I'd already mentioned earlier, this is where our Padayatra heads out from every year. Just a minute, someone wants to talk to me. Tashik, make Patty. Oh, Akifers? And someone wanted to ask for Peter. I don't know, there's so many Peters around here, which one? And there's quite a few devotees here. There's about 70 devotees. And at any time, there must be about 500-600 guests. Right now, I'm sitting in the book stall, just a big stall with books, and people are coming and going looking at Srila Prabhupada's books. And then just over next to me is, let me see who's there. Oh, Dharmishtha's over there, and she's selling paintings. Then we have this reality show tent, and that's a very popular theme over here. Reality show means that people come in and we dress them up as Hare Krishnas. We put dhoti and tilak on them, or sari as the case may be, and then they go in and learn how to do japa, and in the next part they learn how to cook some puris. Then in the end they learn how to offer the puris and offer their basis as the panchatattva. And it's a really, really nice experience. It's for them, they call it the reality show. For artists, it really is a reality, except it's not a show. And then on this other side, we have another questions and answer booth. And then there's certain peripheral tents. I mean, one of them is about iridology. Another one is about this tahina, or drawing on the hands or different parts of the body. There's a prasadam tent. There's a sweet tent. And there's some tents a little further down that I can't see. And then right at the end, there's the big stage. And that's where we're going to be having, as usual, performances. They're going on right now in a wedding at 4 o'clock. And I'm meant to be speaking at that time. And then a big kirtan later on towards the end of the day. And just over to my right is a big life-size, larger-than-life-size statues of the fight between Captain Dobo, who was the captain of the Hungarian forces, and the Turks. It's very enthusing. It's very nice that devotees are so enthusiastic, and devotees are really enthusiastic to preach. And I came here about 50 minutes ago, and I didn't manage to walk more than about 20 feet in that time, because people kept on coming up to me, people who either know me from, we've done festivals, indoor festivals, outdoor festivals. There's a man here beside me looking at the first canto. Indoor festivals, outdoor festivals over the last 15 years. And considering that it's only a city of 70,000 people, probably most of the people in this town have got a book, have met devotees, chant Hare Krishna, Yona Patkivanok. And this man's saying Hari Bol to me over here. And this is our real life. When I came, one person came up to me, older lady. She said, I'm glad that at least something's finally happening around here. And that applies really not only to the conditioned souls, applies to Vaishnavas as well. For us, preaching is real life. Giving others the holy name, getting them to read, take Srila Prabhupada's books, and taste prasadam, participate in the culture of Krishna consciousness, and get a very, very rare opportunity. Some other man came up to me who was taking photographs, and he could sort of hardly talk, but he said, you people are doing the best thing for the people. And it's a fact. Giving them Krishna consciousness is the best possible thing that people could happen. Here's one person just buying our new one-volume Krishna book. Hey, vidál magaddal a könyvet? Nem viszel el? Krishna könyvet, Bhagavad Gita. And here's an older lady dressed in green with a green bag. Tessék itten elvinni könyvet. Ugye milyen szép könyvek? She's just nodding her head. Now she's typing. Ez a Srimad Bhagavatam. Ez több mint 5000 éves, és eredeti szanszkrit nyelvben van írva.
Hogy
mennyi forint? She wants to know how much it is. 3,500. Anyway, now one other devotee is talking with her. But yeah, this is our life, and it gives us life when we do these activities of chanting and hearing, taking spiritual life seriously ourselves, and taking seriously giving spiritual life to others. Otherwise, life tends to get a little staid and a little dry, sitting behind desks, computers, managing all day, what to speak of, taking care of the home. All these things may be necessary, but over and above all of these things, the real essence is giving Krishna consciousness to others. And when we do that, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is with us side by side, and we feel his presence. And that dynamic presence of the Lord is what is real life, because that's what Chaitanya means. Chaitanya means the source of real consciousness. Ez nincsen meg ez a könyv neked? Igen, hát az drága. Hát vidd részletbe, egy részletet most kifizeted, egy részletet később. Tessék? Hát megszervezzük. Ismerős vagy. Igen, én csak ezt megcsinálom, és akkor, ahogy ezt először, akkor beszélhetünk szívesen. There's this lady over here, who I remember, she was Baladev, who is the second devotee to get initiated, and of course he died in an auto crash. I just told her to buy a big Krishna book. It cost £15. Mondtam, hogy két részletbe vásárolja meg. Felét mostan fel, and she'll just take it in the two installments. And I need to talk to her as well. Anyway, we're getting on to the end of this recording. And I'm getting excited, all these people walking around. Everyone's got neck beads here. It's there's another acquaintance over there. Anyway, Chaitanya means the source of real transcendental spiritual life. So when we're preaching, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is with us, and we feel ecstatic, we feel blissful, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. Srila Prabhupada had once said that you go distribute books, and one day you'll see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu standing behind you. So this is actually the fact. Whenever we go through the austerity, difficulty, because it doesn't come without that, of preaching Krishna consciousness. We get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, and by that mercy, what's really, really difficult, Katanchana Smite Jasmin, practicing Krishna consciousness, it can become actually really as easy as anything. Anyway, I gotta go. Go Premanandi, Hari 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 Go.